Case number 10,850, John C. Murray, south of Route 1, Coastal Highway, east of Van Avenue, being Lot 11, Block A, with an 8 acres development. A variance from the front and side yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
John Murray, 210 Ann Avenue, Rehoboth, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening,
good
sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Sure. Back in 2003, we purchased this property, and at the time, there was a open deck to the back of the house and to the side. Mm-hmm. In 2005, we decided to put in an enclosed porch, basically over the same footprint as the deck, and we had that done. It wasn't until just recently, within the last few months, we had some work done inside of our house, and when the inspector came, we got a building permit for that, and we were subsequently told we probably didn't need it because it was only inside the house, but we did do that. And when the building permit, or excuse me, when the inspector came to review the work inside, he noticed that now with this porch, we're only 7 feet from the boundary line, and apparently, when you've got an exposed deck, you can exceed the requirement for the setback of 10 feet. But if you enclose it, it's got to be, it's no longer, you can no longer do that. You can do up to five feet with an exposed deck, but if you enclose it, it's back to 10 feet. So ours is now 7 feet from the boundary line with the actual porch itself.
Right.
And so we're requesting a 3-foot variance on that. We've talked to the neighbors. We've got documentation. They don't care. They don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
Did you have a building permit to do the enclosure?
We did. We actually had one contractor who got the permit, and then we subsequently parted ways, and the second contractor who did build the porch, he didn't bother to file anything. You know, I guess he just went with the one that was already filed.
Who were the two contractors?
The first one was Pilot House in Lewis. I don't know what a Pilot House Construction or something. The second gentleman was an independent. I forget his name. Frank Del Gaudio. I'm not sure he has a name for his he's a sort of a one-person thing.
Can you spell that? Can you spell his last name?
D-E-L, capital G-A-U-D-I-O. That's one word.
Do you have an address for him?
I do. 22 Patriots Way, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I believe that's in Kings Creek, if you know where that is.
And when did he finish the construction of the deck?
Yeah, approximately June of 2005. I have some paperwork that looks like that was the last payment we made was around June of 2005.
And how did it come about that you realized you needed a variance?
We were doing this work recently inside of our house, we filed for a building permit, and this has been back in this May. And the gentleman came out to inspect that, and he happened to notice. He looked and saw that he must be real good at judging 10 feet because we're 7 feet off. And he just said, "You can't do that." So that's what started this whole process.
So you never got a certificate of occupancy for the?
No, we did not. And the second contractor, Mr. Delgadio, didn't tell us. You know, we're pleading ignorant on that, basically.
Okay.
I've got a picture here that I took. Anybody wants to see. So it's not too obtrusive, I don't think.
Okay. Anybody would anyone like to see the picture?
Yeah.
You want to pass it down to the secretary there, please?
Thank you.
The fence line is where the property line is.
Okay. And are there any further questions from members of the board?
Yes. Mr. Murray, you heard Mr. Burrell ask earlier applicant to address the standards for granting a variance. Can you do that for us?
Sure. Well, there's, I can just go through them if that's what you, okay, under uniqueness, do you want me to read them or just say yes or no?
No, I want you to convince us that you meet those standards.
Oh, well, I've got no's, the uniqueness, if they're all supposed to be yeses, got some that, I mean, do you have unique circumstance or conditions? Well, the porch is built. That would probably, I guess, be the what I would say there. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique condition? If yes, please explain. Yeah, I guess we'd have to tear the porch down. Possibility of development. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance if we remove the porch? Is a variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? We would say yes. Has a difficulty been created by the applicant? If not, please explain. I guess we would say we've created the difficulty. I mean, being ignorant of the rules. But again, our neighbor next door has prepared a document that says they don't care about the encroachment of 3 feet. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? No. They just actually built that new house there last year and tore down the old one. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? We don't think so. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? I think, yes. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes. Special use, just two more special use exceptions. Will the exception?
No. No, you don't. You're just
this is a variance, not a special use exception request.
Oh, okay.
Have you contacted the builder since you've realized?
Yes, I did call him, and he was very apologetic about not being aware of the rule. He said he'd do anything he could to help us. We didn't call him to be here tonight. I guess that we could have done that, but he just, you know. But we didn't have him as a witness tonight.
Is he as far as you know, he's still in that business?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any further questions, Mr. McCabe? Do you have any?
No, sir.
No. Any more, Mr. Hudson? Mr. Nunn?
No.
Okay. Mr. Burke?
Yes, sir.
Hearing no further questions. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10850. As I don't feel it alters central character of the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,850. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Case number